Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Leslie Gold with my pal, Valerie Smaldone. So if you're someone who works and has a family, I know that you've heard you can have it all, you can't have it all. I've always heard that you can have it all, just not all at once, meaning that there are periods in your life where you must concentrate on your career, and then there are other periods of your life when you must concentrate on your family. And that's why I was really interested to learn about Laura Vandekamp's book, I Know How She Does It. It's How Successful Women Make the Most of Their Time, and I'm happy to welcome Laura to the show. Hi, Laura.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, first of all, your book, this is sort of a data-driven approach, right? Tell everyone how you gathered the information.
Yes, I collected time diary data, so half hour by half hour logs, on 1,001 days in the lives of women who both earn six figures, so have big jobs, and also have kids still at home. I wanted to see how people who have it all really make it all work.
And since the title of the book is I Know How She Does It, it implies that you can do it all at once. Is that what you found?
I did. I mean, honestly, we like to tell stories of women and work and life that are very negative, but many people are doing just fine with the juggle. And the good news is that women in this demographic have more balanced lives than we often think they do. The average woman in my study worked 44 hours a week.
No.
So that's more than the average person, but it's certainly not around the clock.
Right.
And she also slept 54 hours a week. So that's just a little bit under 8 hours a day. So not bad at all.
I'm shocked that the thing that didn't give was sleep. That's always the story that we hear, that you manage to get in everything in the day, but you take no time for yourself to sleep or, you know, or relax.
Well, that may be true on some days. But when you look at the whole of the week, we often make up for that, or we find time in the nooks and crannies or on the weekends, or things come into our lives that we don't always recognize as being leisure time or being that we're taking care of ourselves. But when you look at the big picture, it's there. And I think that's important because we have a tendency to focus on the stressful moments or even the stressful days. But you can have stressful days within a pretty good life. And I wanted to call attention to that.
So did you go out when you started the book hoping to prove that this was the case, that you can sort of juggle it all and keep your sanity and, you know, keep all parts of your life firing? Or did you have no expectations when you started out on the book?
Well, certainly I hear the stories like everyone else, you know, about how hard it is to have it all. But the difference is that I have done a lot of speaking on time management over the years, and I'd go give workshops at different companies, many of which were known for their crazy hours or something like that. And I'd have people keep track of their time for me for a week, and I'd look at these logs, and I'd say, wow, I think people aren't really seeing the whole picture. I mean, we talk about the stressful moments. We talk about the night where the baby was up and then you had to catch a plane at 6 a.m., but we don't talk about the night that went just fine. And the truth is there are a lot of just fine days, even in a busy life. And so I suspected that I might see a more holistic picture if I asked people to keep track of a time for a week, and I'm gratified to say that's what I found.
Okay. So are there secrets to how she does it? These women with the big lives and the families, the big
jobs? I'm not sure if there's secrets so much. There were common strategies. A lot of the women in the study turned out to have quite a bit of work flexibility, which really is important for making life work. And it wasn't always that they had official flexible schedules. Many did not. It's just that they decided to work how they wanted and figure it was better to ask for forgiveness than permission. And I think part of that is a function about who I looked at. I mean, I looked at women who are earning six figures, so they have big jobs. They were in positions where they were able to perhaps have more autonomy over their time, and they also had the resources to make life easier as well.
So I like the idea of getting the benefit of a flexible schedule without officially asking for it, because men do this. They don't think anything of it, right?
There's been some research finding that men are more likely to work in the way they want to work and figure as long as they're turning in the results, it's really no one's business. You can, you know, go read to a preschooler's class in the morning and show up a little bit later. And there's some jobs where that doesn't work. But in other jobs, I mean, there's a million reasons you could be 30 minutes late to work in the morning, or, you know, there's not even a set start time for many occupations. If that's the case, then you just make up the work at night after the kids go to bed. And I saw a lot of people doing that.
I wonder if there's still an inherent bias at work where if a man is an hour late for work, it's presumed that he was, you know, on the phone talking to clients at home. But if a woman was 30 minutes late to work, then it's presumed that she got held up at daycare.
There's certainly some bias that's still inherent in the workplace, and I didn't really look at that or address that, but I did want to look at the question of whether the lives of women who do have big jobs and families are good or bad or neither or both, and I found that, in fact, it is possible to make all the pieces fit. You just have to be creative sometimes about the ways you do it.
So one of the things I read about your book, I Know How She Does It, is think in terms of 168 hours a week rather than 24 hours in a day?
I think this is so important because when we decide that we'd like to have something in our lives, we often think it needs to happen at the same time every day. And not just every day, I mean specifically Monday through Thursday days. And so we get very upset about, say, traveling for work on Monday and Tuesday. Well, I miss bedtime, therefore I'm a horrible parent. But if you were there 5 days of the week, and you weren't there too, you were there far more often than you weren't. And yet we don't seem to focus on the 5 days when you were. We focus on the two that you weren't. Or sometimes people say, well, I'd like to exercise, but I'm not the kind of person who just leave for an hour at lunch every day or go to the gym for an hour after work every day. I say, well, you don't have to do that. I mean, you could get up a little bit earlier one morning a week, maybe go for a long walk at lunch some other day a week, maybe trade off with your partner one night a week. Somebody takes the kids, the other goes and works out, and you flip on another night, and you do something on the weekend while the rest of your family's occupied, and wow, you've exercised four times a week, which is pretty good.
It's more than I do, and I don't have kids. Now, these women that you gathered time data on, did most of them or a significant portion of them have a husband or a partner at home to share the load, or were any of them single parents with big jobs and kids to raise?
Yeah, about 10% of the women I looked at were single mothers, which I was just really amazed by what they were able to do in terms of managing their lives. Certainly, some women had husbands who didn't work as many hours as they did or who stayed home with their kids, but a lot of couples were in more sort of 50-50 splits, and they would talk about it this way. You know, I bring the kids to daycare in the morning, my husband picks them up. And I think part of that is about looking at, you know, these were women with big jobs. I mean, they had the economic power within relationships to have them be more egalitarian, and that's probably something many came to expect. It wasn't all that way. There were certainly some families where it looked like mom was shouldering the lion's share, even if she was earning six figures too. But a lot of couples seem to be a bit more split.
So talk about the good enough camp with regard to housework.
Well, so there were quite a variance in terms of how much time women spent on housework and errands. It went from about 2 hours a week to about 25 hours a week.
Oh, my God.
Very different numbers. And so I was very curious about why different people spent different amount of time on it. And part of it was, we have this idea that being more organized about household chores means that you'll spend less time on them, but I don't think that's actually the case. From studying the time logs, I'm pretty clear that being organized does not actually save you time. People who are just into the organization are often more into housework and chores in general, and they wind up spending more time on it. But other people just believe they should just let it go. It really doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. No one's coming to do an 11 p.m. home inspection to see if the toys are picked up off the floor. That's time that you could be relaxing, you could be hanging out with your partner, you could be reading a book. Those are all much more enjoyable things than going around picking up toys that will just come out again the next morning.
All right. So are there any other strategies for women who are listening that may be stressing in their lives other than, you know, make your own flexible schedule at work and leave the toys on the floor? Anything else you can share?
I think the best strategy is to do what women did for my book. Keep track of your time. Try doing so for a week, because often we have no idea where the time goes. And it's really not about figuring out what time we waste. I mean, we all waste time. I waste tons of time. I can tell you that as somebody who writes about time management. But I think the upside of tracking your time is that you can see what stories you're telling yourself that aren't actually true. And I think many women tell themselves the story that if I work full time, I never see my kids. But you look at your time log and you say, wow, my kid was up at 5:30 in the morning and I left for work at 8. That's 2.5 hours there that I wasn't even thinking about as being family time, as being time that's there that we could do something with and enjoy each other's company. And so I think that looking at where the time actually goes is the best way to figure out how to use it better.
Oh, I remember reading one story in your book about a woman who has to, you know, take her kids to daycare early in the morning and then go to work. But there's 10 minutes in the morning that she plays with her kids, and it's only 10 minutes, but it's not nothing, right?
She had a really stressful schedule when she first kept track of her time, she had to load the cart precisely 7:10 every morning. But what she did is she would get the kids ready by 7 and then just spend those 10 minutes playing with her boys. And I thought that was such a wonderful use of time.
So the book is called I Know How She Does It, How Successful Women Make the Most of Their Time. The author, Laura Van de Kam, thank you so much for joining us. It's America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network. America.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.